Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor Gita Machiva Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. Want to send you greetings today, trusting that each one of you that hear my voice are doing very well, being very blessed, and above all, still worshiping and praising the Lord. And that is what I send to you today, that you are praising the Lord no matter what you're going through, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Okay, and we are rejoicing in it regardless how your weather is over there. Wherever you are, you have good weather, bad weather, no weather at all, whatever is going on, you know, we trust that God is in it. All right, now we want to thank God for Sister Diane being back with us, and we're going to try it again with her today. Praise God. You be praying now. You got to be praying too now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this day. We give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. I thank you, Lord, for my apostle. Thank you for all that she has done. All that she's doing and all that she's about to do, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord Father, for your forgiveness, Lord Father, and those that we're praying for. Father, for forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask you for your forgiveness. And, Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, Father, for waking us up this morning, Lord, Father, knowing that no day is promised to us, Lord, Father, and every day is a gift, and we say thank you. Now, Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, you know what they're in need of, Lord, Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you the Rosa family, Lord Father. Father, we pray, Lord Father God, for the children on the loss of their dad, Lord Father, and the wives of their husband, right of her husband right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you, Lord Father, to give peace right now, Lord Father. Send your comforter to them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as the funeral approaches tomorrow, Father, we ask, Lord Father, for peace, Lord Father, at that funeral, Lord Father. Peace amongst the people, Lord. Peace in the minds right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we cancel in the assignment of the enemy, Lord, Father, that was sent for to surround that funeral. Father, we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, Father. And we give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name, Lord, Father. We hold before you Raymond, Lord, Father, thanking you, Lord, for bringing him through the surgery, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for the healing process as it goes forward, Lord, Father. Continue to strengthen him. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we hold before you Felicia Dungy, Lord, Father. Touch her, Lord, Father. Touch her body, Lord, Father. Father, she is dealing with stage 3 kidney disease, Lord, Father. Touch her body right now, Lord, Father. And we say, body, line up with the word of God right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, touch her mind right now, Lord, Father. Father God, let her, Lord, Father God, seek your face, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we hold before you Amanda, Lord, Father, thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for her getting a job, Lord, Father. Father, right now we asking, Lord, Father, for her to get a place, Lord, Father, that she and her daughter can be safe, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, continue, Lord, Father, to keep their warring and minister angels, Father God, round about them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, keep her daughter safely, Lord, Father, as she go to daycare, Lord, Father. And we say thank you. Father, all those, Lord, Father God, that are suffering, Lord, Father God, any type of ailments in their body, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for your healing virtue going through and through them, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for touching root right now, Lord, Father, for healing in her body right now, Lord. We thank you for touching Hubert right now, Lord, Father God, for healing of his body right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for touching Pastor George right now, Lord, Father, for healing in his body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord, Father. Father, you said by your stripes we are healed, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for the healing, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray, Lord, Father God, for these states, Lord, Father God, that we have on our list, Lord, Father, these special areas, Lord, Father, as we also include our area, our neighborhood, our city as well, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, as the listeners, Lord, Father, touch and agree right now, Lord, Father, as they add their state, Father, their city, their neighborhood right now, all those trouble areas right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, Lord, Father, and those prayer warriors, Lord, Father, rise up, Lord. Father, praying and interceding right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, praying for their city, their state, their neighborhood, their family, the nation right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. As we call the states out, Lord, Chicago, Ohio, St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, Lord, Father, Orlando, Tallahassee, the entire East and West Coast, Lord, Father, how you protected us, Lord, Father, from those storms, Lord, Father, as the West Coast now is dealing with some of the storms right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, the Middle East, Lord, Father, that are dealing with fires right now, in the name Central, in the Central State right now, Lord, Father, that are dealing with fires right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we pray right now, Lord, Father, for the Bahamas, Lord, Abaco Island, Lord, Father. We thank you how the island, Lord, Father God, is coming together, Lord, Father. Father, those that are going and helping, Lord, Father, trying to rebuild, helping the people, Lord, Father, bless them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, Texas, New York, Mexico, Virginia, Puerto Rico, Washington, D.C., Lord, Father, touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we praying right now, Lord, Father, for the churches right now, Lord Father, the fivefold ministry, those that are standing, Lord Father, upon your word, preaching your gospel, Lord Father, drawing, Lord Father God, the people to you, Father, continue, Lord Father, to strengthen them, Lord Father, canceling, Lord Father, the spirit of suicide right now in the name of Jesus amongst your preachers right now, Lord Father. Cancel it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, as we speak strength to them, Lord Father, as they continue to stand flat-footed upon your word, Lord Father. Let them know no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord Father. And, Father, without you, we are nothing, and we say thank you. Father God, touch our listeners right now, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord Father, as they touch and agree, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, for being that way maker, Lord Father, that burden bearer, Lord Father, that healer right now, that friend, Lord, that they need right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And, Father, as we give this broadcast back to you, Lord, Father, we ask you to show up and show out and just have your way right now, Lord. Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle and my pastor right now, Lord, Father. As the word come forth, Lord, use them in a mighty and a special way. We thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord, being on this broadcast today, Lord. Father, let the listeners, Lord, Father God, give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Father, that they find in that robbery, Lord, to touch that one button. If they need prayer, Lord, have that praise report. Father, most of all, want to give their life to you, Lord, Father. Touch them right now, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder, Lord, Father, anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. We cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, rendering it null and void. And, Father, we say, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen and amen again. Did you hear your name called? My. If you didn't, well, that means you didn't call us. You should call us, 347-857-3925. Give us a call if you will. Praise God. We are waiting to hear from who? You and you. This is who we're waiting to hear from today. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're waiting to hear from you. And we want to pray for you. We really want to pray for you. So let us know, do you want us to pray for you or not? Do you want us to pray for you? Then call us. All right, we're waiting to hear from you right now. 347-857-3925. Okay, now don't say we didn't pray for you, because you didn't call us. And let us know. We'll be happy to. Why? Because we love you. We really, really do. Yes. All right. Let me give you, let's see, one little line I'm going to give you today. All right. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be real small today. Okay. The handiest place to start being happy is here. The best time to begin being nice is now. Is that short enough for you? The handiest place to start being happy is here. The best time to begin being nice is now. So, don't you want to be nice now? Be nice and call us. You got your hearing now, both together, right here, right now. Whatever you want to do, right now. We want to thank God for Pastor Sharon being with us again today. We thank God. We didn't know whether she going to make it or not, but you know, she made it. Bless God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And, of course, we thank God for our little prophet, in-house prophet, today, business to be as usual. We thank God for him. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. This is his day of hearing the word. And he tries to preach the word too. You know, isn't that wonderful? Train up a child in the way he should go. The way he's old, he won't depart from it. Isn't that right? That's what the word says. So this is what he's doing. He likes that training. Isn't that wonderful to find a child liking the training of the Bible and the word? He want to sing too. Yeah, I hear him sing. Yeah, he'll beat drums too, y'all. He do it all. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? I tell you, he going to be one of the jack of all trades, right? Amen. But we love it. We love it. We love it anyway. We love you. That's why we're on the air. We love you. And give us a call. Today you have the opportunity to call us today, you know. And you know why I'm going to give you that opportunity? Just because you are you. You need to be encouraged today, okay, in some form or fashion today. Now, those of you that were there with the program on the previous broadcast, you know, you heard us, didn't you? Well, one, I did pray because our warrior was sick yesterday, so I had to do some praying there. I had to do praying there, and for her too. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. So she's better today, much better today in Jesus' name. You never don't care who he hit. When he hits you, you either do it. How many of you have experienced that? Huh? I know you've experienced the onslaught of an enemy. Oh, my God, my God. He is so busy in everybody's life, isn't he? Everybody's life. Let me tell you, if you say he ain't in your life, you must be the devil. That's all I can say, because he's in everybody's life, in people's lives. You didn't think what he's doing, what people are doing. Oh, my goodness. Don't you know it's time to pray now? Stop hating, disliking one another. Why don't you, turn yourself around? You know, you're waiting for other people to turn you around. Ain't no other people got nothing to do with this. It's a self thing. Self. Look for yourself. Seek. The best thing to do is to seek God. That's the best thing. That's the answer to all the problems, but it's just that's too easy. So people don't want to accept it because it seems a little easy. Just do that. Just accept God, you know. Well, I don't believe in God. Well, now you know what your problem is. See, you don't believe in it. And this is not, we are not people to, well, now there is some people that do it now, but we don't. We don't force you to come to church. We don't force you to accept Jesus. We don't force you to accept our way of life. We just tell you what we don't do. We just tell you what we believe the Bible says, that we want to follow that which the Lord has put in his book, especially for us. That is what we want to do. We don't want to make nobody do that. God didn't tell us to make nobody do it. But he did tell us the consequences if you didn't. So you make the choice whether you want to or not, or believe the consequences. You see? That's the way life is. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you know, we did talk about something on the previous broadcast, and you know, about silliness. But guess what? There's a lot of silly things and silly people in the world. Okay, we didn't say the world was silly. We say people. Okay, because they are here and they are the ones that's running the world right now. They think they are anyway. But we back in Job. You know, we still in the same place we were in the last time. Fifth chapter, first verse we start at. But we're going to take the first verse, but we'll give you a little bit. And it says, call now, call now. Now, I can say that right now. Use that word, call, 347-857-3925. Call now. See what I'm saying? Now, this is what the scripture says. Get Job the fifth chapter and look at the first verse. Call now. So, now there could be a whole lot of ways of using that word, isn't it? Those two words. Call now. Huh? So, let's tell you what the Bible says in this chapter right here now. If there be any that will answer thee, call a friend right now, call your enemy right now, and tell them to listen. Call now. Hear what I'm saying? Call them now. If there be any that will answer thee, and to which of the saints will thou turn? Now, who are you going to turn to? Huh? Can you call on your friend, your next-door neighbor, your sister, brother across town? Huh? Can you call on them right now? Think about it now. Who is there in case of emergency that you can call on? You remember, you know how when you go to the hospital, ER or somewhere, and they ask you, who can we call? Who do we put down as your next of kin? Always as your next of kin. It could be a friend. Why it always got to be a next of kin? But that's what's on their papers. Okay? You say, oh, I don't know. You, half of the time, you do not know who you can call now, do you? See? Because maybe you never had the opportunity to use that phrase and call them right then for an emergency. Is that right? Think about the thing now. Who can you call now? Right now, N-O-W, okay? Now, we know that Hebrews says, now faith, right, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith. Now, can you call on your faith now? You see? Is your faith intact where you can call it up? Now, God has given it to us, say, we can call him anytime, day or night. And he say, he will answer. But have we come to a point where we understand what he's saying? Just because you don't see him, you don't want to call him. Why you want to call people you see and you know they ain't coming in help? Huh? You see what I'm saying? We go backward instead of forward. If the Lord said you can call him day or night, and he's going to answer you. He's going to answer you because he's promised you many times to be there when you call. He has promised you that. He's written it in the word. He's told you time and again, I'm here. I've never left you in the first place. He said, I'm always by your side. I'm always there, but you just never call. C-A-L-L, call. Call him. Today we're going to give you an opportunity to call on the Lord. You know, I know it's going to sound different. If I'm going to come up with something sometime, don't you? Today you're going to have an opportunity to call. I want you to call us and tell us what you want to call him up to do for you. Okay, do that. How that sound? Just giving you an opportunity to, you know, we can get together here. And you know, if he says two of us agree touching anything, it shall be done. Huh? So when you call us and tell us, so we come together to get it done. But you got to make the call. 347-857-3925. You got to make the call, You've been standing by yourself so long, and everybody want to be the Lone Ranger. Everybody want to do it themselves. I don't need no help. The Lone Ranger was riding around by himself, and somehow Tonto heard about he was riding by himself, and he came, Kimo Sabe. I come to help. I know you didn't call me, but there was the spirit God that called. Can you see Tonto saying that now? Just imagine him. Calling. You hear? God has called helpers one for another. Are you one of them? You want to help us reach more? Okay, bless God. Hallelujah. Okay, you on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, my dear. How are you?
I'm fine, and you? I'm calling in to ask God to help me find a place to stay my own and bless my kids them with some jobs, some good jobs.
Okay. All right. Let's say what we do right this moment. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our sister Nancy there in the Caribbean. We thank you for her, Lord God, right now. And Father, we ask in Jesus' name as we agree together today, Lord, that she will find what she's looking for, the place that she's looking for right now, that her children find jobs that pay well, Father, even though they're a little scarce these days. But, Father, you can do anything but fail because of her faithfulness, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we agree with her. Do we say amen?
Amen.
Amen. You got three of us agreeing today with you that it shall be done. So just listen closely to what, when God tell you a place to go, you go there. Don't hesitate, say I go tomorrow, but go when you hear it, okay?
Yeah.
All right, now. I'm looking for you to do it. I'm looking for a good report. Next time, I'm looking for a good report.
Okay.
Somebody got a job, you got the place you're looking for. Have you got anything in mind? Hello?
A quiet place besides Bavoni. I just want to get out of inside here. Someplace quiet.
Okay, she's going to go someplace quiet, Lord. I don't know how that goes or how y'all places are, but then you go look for it now. Go look for it. If you get something in mind that you know is a quiet place, you go there regardless of how things may look. You may not have enough money, but God will supply whatever you need at that hour, okay?
Yeah.
Don't sound like you down now. Just put a little pep in your step here now. Come on. Yes.
Yes, I'll be with him.
Yes. There you go. Now, don't have me praying for nothing, and you ain't going to pray with me. Come on, pray with me. Believe with me now. We believe in together to move God's hand in your favor. Okay? Hello?
I agree. All right.
You know I want you to, you got to agree with me for it to happen, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling, baby. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
One of our favorite people there, Lord. That's one of our favorite people, God. Well, we thank God for her. Praise the Lord. How about you? You call now. You call now. And you're going to press 1. You know when you call, you got to press 1. You know, tell you want to talk to the host, press 1. This is what you do. We'll be right here. We are here to help you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Give me a call
now so we can call Jesus about it.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Okay, I was calling for prayer. I really want my children to have a real relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
A real, real relationship. So that's why I actually called them for that.
Right. Okay. Okay. All right. You're going to be in agreement with us, right?
Amen.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bring our own sister Cheryl before you right now in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare that it is so at this time. That which is in her heart, Father, that her children, Lord, become connected to the kingdom of the living God right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we will take nothing less than these two boys come forth in you in reality, Lord, not halfway, half stepping up pretending, but Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, shake them, Lord, till they see the light right now. This is a right now call to you, Father, as we stand in agreement here today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Sarah.
You.
All right, we're here waiting on you. This is a call now thing. Hello, bless God. Well, praise God. We go back to talking about what the 5th chapter of Job talk about. And the 2nd verse says, for wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slay the silly one. Now, I didn't say that. The Bible said that. I didn't call you foolish, okay? The Bible said it. For wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. You know, that's something that stuck with me with that, because we got so much silliness going on today. It's outrageous. You know, the stuff that people do, and they don't know that they are killing themselves. Do you understand? They are killing themselves. But God gave us one key. Call now. Why? Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's what it's all about. This is why you need to do what? Call now. Don't be afraid. We're not going to hurt you, harm you, or try to do anything for you because we don't know some of you and we're too far away from the rest of you. Praise the Lord. So there's nothing we can do but pray for you because we are looking for an answer for you from God. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm looking with you because he told us that we agree together. The two of us agree. Touching anything, whatever it is. You need salvation. Somebody needs salvation. Somebody need healing. Somebody need deliverance. Somebody need whatever you need, a home. Somebody need finance. Somebody, whatever you need. You're lonely. You want a companion. Okay, praise God. God is the right now God. You see what I'm saying? He is a right now God. Why are you waiting? You're hesitating to call. You, well, I don't want my voice to be heard. Nobody don't know you. So what's the difference? I don't know you. Maybe I might know you, but, you know, it doesn't matter. The people you don't want to hear you probably ain't going to hear you anyway because they ain't listening. You see? So don't be afraid. I'm trying to boost you up to come out of your shell right now and make a call. Now, you know that turtle head is inside of that shell. He can't call nothing, can he? He can't even eat, can he? But you got to come out the shell in order to make your call. Praise God. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Hello? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling in.
Yes.
To ask for prayer for a job that will not continue to keep me away from church.
Oh,
better,
okay.
Better pay.
Mm-hmm.
That cancellation. The whole nine.
Okay,
hours.
Well, now, you know, that's ain't many people will ask that. You know, praise God. But nevertheless, we will pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you have heard the cry of your child. Now, Father, now that is an exceptional request, Lord. Now, we are asking in the name of Jesus, Lord, if there is no such job, Father, develop a job with, Lord, the right pay and the right hours, that she may attend service and perform the duties that she wants to perform in church. She wants to be keeping, being a servant, keeping the right time to do what she needs to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, not many people ask that. Now, Father, hear her cry right now, Father. Direct her path to the right place with the right hours and the right pay. Father, we give you glory for it. You've done so much for this young lady, Father. And, Lord, you hear her cry. We know you hear her cry. You've done plenty for her. She's a wonderful person in you. She's a giver, God, and she loves you, Father. Father, let that be her roadway to what she needed this hour. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank you. Well, praise God. Back to it. Now, you know, this just got me. You know, I was with this word, call now, all night. I thought about it. Then I say, well, what am I talk about tomorrow? What am I talk about tomorrow? And the word come back and say, well, you say call now. Call now. Okay, Lord, what am I say about call now? Praise the Lord. Amen. So I said, okay, God, let's go. Let's go with it. You know, let's go with it. Let's go with it. Call now. If there be any that will answer thee.
My God, come on.
The phone is ringing. Call now. Is there anybody that will answer?
My goodness, I got. Okay, my goodness.
Huh?
My God.
Is there anyone that will answer?
My God.
And now listen. When you call, can you hear? Because it says, and to which of the saints will thou turn? Who you going to turn to except God today? Who can you turn to? Who can you trust? Can you call them now? Will you call now? You calling us. We want to agree with you as the words say. This is what we doing. We going to answer. We going to answer right now that what you want. You'd be surprised. People been asking God for a baby, and they ain't had none. You know, praise God. Hey, we going to pray for that, too. It was nothing, you see. You want a spouse. You want. want somebody in your corner, whatever you call it. You want to find the right church to attend. We're going to pray for that too. But you got to call now. You ain't, don't call after we go off the air. Call now. Ain't that what the word say? We using the word call now. N-O-W, right now. Because we're waiting for you. I know you got something you need God to pay attention to, especially now, because it looked like he ain't heard you yet. This your time. This your yet. This your hour. This your minute. This your season. Huh? Now, you've been dealing in cold season so long where everything died, ain't you? Then you went to the desert and dealt there, didn't you? And it was dry. But now you come to a time of season where everything is pretty and green and the flowers are flowing so beautiful and the sun is shining brightly and the waters are blue as ever before. It's your season now. You just got to know when it's the right season. Do you get the picture? The right season. This is your right season. When you call now, you just put your season into effect that your answers will come. Hello, somebody. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. I'm accepting it myself. Woo! Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy. And, you know, I had to say, every time I turn around, God is blessing me. I'm not saying anything that is negative. Every time I turn around, God is blessing me. Now, I may not be able to see what he's done for me or doing a whole lot of time, but I know I'm blessed because I'm still alive. And I still got my right mind. Hello, because so many people don't have their right mind, you know, and they feel like God ain't blessing. Well, you got a roof over your head. It don't matter if you stay with your cousin, you still got a roof over your head, ain't you? Stop complaining and say, God, I want my own. And I want a decent place. You know what? Okay, let me throw this out here now. If you want a certain place to live in, you got to sow some certain kind of seed. For that, do you understand? You ain't getting the picture. For that, what you want. See, it's not going to grow by itself. Hello? All right, people. It don't grow. Do you think the tree grows by itself? Some bird had to come along and drop some seed in the ground for something to grow. They took it from one place to take it to another place so something can grow there. Hey, isn't God awesome? And he's using us today. The call now, he's using that today for you to grow what you need. Now, it's up to you what you want. You may want a little bitty blessing, so you sow a little bit. Or you may want a big blessing, gigantic blessing, so you sow what? Big, big seed. I just put it in that way, okay, because you know how I do. That's the way I talk. But you sow that seed to get something to grow. Your garden. Hear what I say now. Not in somebody else's garden. You want them growing up. But now, if you are sowing for your children, that's your garden still. Okay? For your husband, that's your garden still. For your mother, that's still your garden. You are sowing for something to grow in your mother's garden, like a health. Divine health. How is that? Divine health. God wants to do what? Give us divine health, but we don't sow like we want that. What do you want? Somebody on? Praise God. Amen. Hello. You're on the air. Hi.
Good morning, all.
My name is Suzette, and I just want to request some prayer today. Several things. One,
go ahead.
Healing. Strength to go through and continue to go through what I'm going through. And just to bring my kids up closer to God.
Okay. Don't cry
also,
now. Just praising God right now. I know. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Suzette right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, she's troubled about a lot of things. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now we cancel everything that's troubling her in Jesus' name, that peace may flow over her right now, God. This is a now call, Father, for peace to come into her life, God, to touch her children, save them, Lord. Bind every evil spirit that come against them in the mighty name of Jesus right now. We cancel that assignment in Jesus' name, and we command peace to flow like a mighty river through her, Lord, round her, God. Everything that she touched right now in the name of Jesus, God, that she will live in peace, God. Oh, Father, and she desired to have another place to dwell in. Father, we asking you to give her a place where there's nothing but peace and that she can pass all the understanding that she knows, Father, and she will become understanding, Father, to deal it to other people, Father, in the name of Jesus, as she tells them her story, Father, how she got over, how you brought her through, how you gave peace instead of confusion this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wipe away every tear, baby. Everything is all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Just keep saying, it's all right, Lord. It's all right, Lord. It's all right. I'm all right, Lord. Just tell him I'm all right, Lord. I'm all right. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Suzette. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you, God is still good.
Mm-hmm.
God is good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to talk about how the devil acts up in your life, cause chaos all the time. Every time you look, he's starting something, right? He said, I have seen the foolish talk taking root. I have seen the foolish taking root. You see the devil doing stuff, don't you? He always trying to take root in your life, isn't he? Every time you turn around, you say, my God, I just went through that, God. Help, Lord. How many times, God? Well, now the Lord, as many times as you need him to deal with you for you to grow properly. You know, because when trees have to be pruned and the weeds have to be pulled out and it takes all of these workings in order for you to grow properly and to be a mature Christian, does it not? So therefore he's saying foolish people in your life. He's saying people that want to distract you in your life. He's do all these things, these folks look like they coming out the woodwork. You say, well, look like they're to stop by now, you know, but they seem like they don't ever want to stop, do they? They still be coming. But listen what the Bible says. But suddenly I cursed his habitation. Cut down the devil right now. Y'all, excuse me, I got excited right there. Oh, my God. Do you know I got excited there? Huh? He gave you power over all the power of the enemy. If you believe in God, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are that. That you are. I'm saying it now. That you are that. Okay? So therefore, he gave you power. Cut down the habitation of the devil. Ah, he inhabits you. He want to come in and take root in you. And you, don't you let him. Don't give him no space. Tell him, get away from me, devil. And you say it in no uncertain, don't cuss now. You say it in no uncertain turn, devil, get out of my life right now, right now. And God say, right now, I can speak it. I'm calling it into effect now that I cancel every assignment that you have on me. I don't care who sent it, what devil, what witch sent it. I'm canceling it right now. I ain't say send it back. I say cancel that assignment. Send it into outer darkness that it will not be heard of anymore. I can tell you one thing. When you say that, it's going to leave, and that one ain't coming back because you told it don't come back. Ain't that right?
Amen.
But another one going to take its place because the devil don't quit, you see. You quit because you get tired. So I'm so tired of fighting the devil. I thank God for the strength to fight it. Huh? That's when we need strength for everything he do. And you, what did he work with? Your mind. He works in your mind to turn your mind from the Lord. Huh? I know they say it's not, the end thing to do today to serve God and to go to church and to believe. That's not the end thing. But is it the end thing, the devil beating you like a rug? Is that the end thing? Every time you look, he beating you and winning? When God told you you are more than a conqueror? Can you call him right now and say, Lord, you said in your word that I am more than a conqueror. You don't just conquer, you do more than that. You possess it. You possess the land. You take over completely because God gave you the power to take over. Oh, God, I love that, y'all. Y'all have to excuse me. Hallelujah. I curse his habitation. You personally, see? Curse his habitation. The devil can't do nothing that you don't give him to do. You're always giving it to him. Well, I can't fight this. Yes, you can. He gave you power over all the power of the enemy, didn't he? So you can fight it. He called you to be a warrior. He called you to be a minister of fire. He called you to be more than a conqueror. He called you by your name. He said, I am victorious. Call yourself. I am victorious in everything that the devil come against me with. Sicknesses, the doctor said, well, you know, you got so and so. I say, yeah, I heard you, doctor. Okay, we'll see. See? That's when your faith better. That's when your faith has took a turn for the better. You see? And a lot of times, you know, our faith seems to fall because the enemy keeps hitting and hitting and hitting, and nobody there to encourage you. Nobody there to talk to you about yourself, tell you you can do it, you can make it, you can go through this. He say, go through. He didn't tell you to go in there and stay and play around. He said, go through. See, you're going to go through the garden. You're going to go through sin. You're going to go through every trial and tribulation. You're going through every time somebody hates you and say hateful things to you and everything. You're going through because what? God calling you now to do what? Take charge. You take charge, not let the devil take. Oh, God, stop letting the devil take charge. Oh, my God, we let the devil take charge so much, don't we? We make him think he God. And that's why he think he God. And that's why a lot of people going around there talking about days God and all of this. And who can you save? Talking about you God. Who can you deliver? You say you God. Who have you delivered? what this question say is, which of the saints will thy turn? Who you going to turn to? How you going to turn to purpose on my day, God? They better than God. They more than God. Don't you even look at them people. You leave them people long straight. You get away from them as far as you can. Because there's nothing but disaster going to occur there. Huh? Because God will have no other gods before him. Nobody else. None. They could pretend, act anything they want to. They are not God, and he's not going to have it. I'm so glad about that, aren't you? I'm glad. I'm so happy. God is good. God is so good. I like this. Oh, man, my God, my God, my God. Let me tell you one thing. Trouble don't last always, do it? You just think it do. Because it looked like it's a long time in your life. Look like you ain't had no peace in years. But let me tell you, sit down and count your blessings. Name them one by one. And see what the Lord already done for you. See how he brought you through already. And you survived, didn't you? You're still here. Huh? You survived because you made a call one day. When you made that call, God answered. He said he'd give you everything you need. Maybe you don't need certain things that you asking for and you getting crazy because you ain't got them. Have you ever thought that you don't need him at this present time? He has a time and season to do what? Loose these things into your hand? Huh? At the right time when you pay the ultimate. When you pay the ultimate price, do you see? All these things will come about in its season. The Bible also say there's a time and season for everything. Amen. So believe that word. This may not be the season for God to loose it to me right now. But if I keep going in the right season, write it down, that which you ask God for, write it down, the date, write the date down too. Make sure you put it somewhere and keep it. So, because when it come, you'll see how long it took you to be prepared for to receive the blessing. See, you need to be prepared to receive some blessing. Every one of us can't get everything we want because we're not prepared to receive it. I know it's hard for you to think about it. What if God gave it to you everything that you asked for at that precise moment? You wouldn't do no more praying, would you? You wouldn't even go to church no more. God know our hearts. Do y'all understand? God knows our hearts. All right? And he'll answer the call when it's time. Do y'all get the picture? Oh, I'll tell you, I love God today more than I did yesterday. I love it. Even when the enemy strike me, I don't know why he be doing what he doing. I think I'm doing something right, and it looked like it, I ain't doing nothing right, and something happened. It don't matter whether you're doing something right or wrong. He's still going to be who he is, the devil. He want to make you cry, make you always look sad. Why don't you tell yourself today, from this day forth, I'm going to smile. Don't worry. Be happy. Start just singing that little song to yourself. You talking to yourself to be happy. Stop worrying. Stop letting the devil aggravate you. You frustrate him. I told you on the broadcast yesterday, I said, you frustrate the devil. Stop letting him frustrate you all the time. Every time you look, you frustrate, he's frustrating you, distracting you. As soon as you get one foot up in front, here he comes. And you let it. We let him. I've done that myself too many times till I had to talk to myself. Be happy. Hey, if you ain't got, look, one brown penny, be happy. Somehow you'll find about 10 more. See? And you keep on looking, you'll find some more. And you, them, all them one pennies will add up to hundreds of pennies. But just because it's a penny, you have a problem with it. Well, it ain't nothing. You know how y'all throw pennies all in the street. I don't want no penny. Well, give them to me. I like to keep them, and so they add up. You see? Just because they're penny. If it's a dime, you're going to throw the dime away, too? You see a dime on the street? I ain't picking up no dime. Why not? If it was a $100 bill, you pick it up, right? Well, pick up that dime and think, this could be a $100. Sooner or later. Huh? I'm just calling it in. Hey, take that call. Make that call and call it in. Call your blessings in, huh? Can't you do that? Call it in right now. Call it in. Listen, if you think God ain't going to answer you, stop thinking that way. Erase the thought right now. Change your way of thinking. Huh? Change it. He said, what? Call those things that be not as though they already were. Isn't that what he said? And listen, don't let nobody stop you from calling it in. Every day, if you can think about it, call it in. For my children to be saved. I call in today, God, you say, call those things to be not as though it already is. Thank you today for my children being saved. Thank you today for my new house. Thank you today for my new car. Thank you today for whatever it is you want to make peace in my home. Thank you for the peace. And play you some gospel music. Huh? Play you some gospel music that your house, your walls will be saturated with the words and the songs. And then the angels will begin to stand guard in every corner of your house. Hmm? Just play the music in there. And you, while the music playing, hum along with it. See, don't just let the music play and you don't hum with it. Hum with it. Huh? I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. If that's all you know, say that. Just go around humming it in a little tune that it begin to take root inside of you. And when it take root inside of you, you will have more peace than you ever imagined. You will not allow it to worry you, even if your son, daughter, or whatever is out there on drugs and that vapey stuff, whatever that stuff is. They out there on all of that stuff. You start praying for them and singing that little song every day, and that is calling those things that be not as though they already were. Make the call now. This is your hour, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. I tell you, call now. I tell you, call now. And mean it, take the time, do it, and do it right now. And call means to what? To cry out within a loud voice, to shout, to command or request, to ask or invite. Isn't that what that's what call means? So you invite the Holy Spirit in your midst. Yes. You command the blessing to overtake you. You cry out to God and ask him to have mercy on you. And you speak to the elements with a loud voice. In other words, because life and death is in your tongue. So you start speaking with a loud voice. Don't just keep it on the inside. And you got to speak that word out all around you. And it says to shout, right? You can shout the praise for. You can shout hallelujah. You can shout the victory. You can shout that God heard your prayer. You can rejoice and you can call those things into existence even right now. And the word is what? Call. It means call and now. Now means present time, in a moment. Take the time right now. When someone says, call me what? Right now. What you do? You drop everything that you're doing, and you pay attention to the word N-O-W, meaning that if you need something from God, you got to stop what and stop being distracted. Put yourself into focus and do it right now. And when we cry unto God, He hears us even right now. When I'm in trouble, I'm calling on Him, and He hears my cry, and He'll answer my cry. Right. And I'm reminded when the boys and the Hebrew boys, when they pray to the Lord, pray or cry and sing a song to Him and call on Him, He was in the fire with them right now. They call on Him. So when someone say, call me, okay, call me in the natural, they say, give me a call me. And sometimes we take our sweet old time to call the person, you know. And sometimes we don't even want to answer the phone when someone say, call me. But you know what? You don't even know that phone ring on you. It could be a 911 emergency call. And this time when we have that emergency call, I need an answer from you, Lord. And then I'm reminded about Isaiah the 55 chapter verse 6, say, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. And you want Him what? Near you right now. When you feel so overwhelmed by situation, you need to call on the Lord today. If you call on Him, He is right there beside you. You can just remember Isaiah the 55 chapter verse 8. And then Hebrew 11 verse 1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And what you think that is? You calling those things into existence. You taking your eyes off what's going all around you. Because you know what? It's false evidence appearing real. That fear, that thing that comes to take you out of your rest. God wants you to what? Keep to go those things, call those things. You need peace in your home, you got to declare and decree peace right now. But in order for you to declare peace in your home, the peace of God has to come forth in the inside of you. So you got to call on Him and say, God, I need help right now. I don't know about you. You're the woman of God. Say, put on some praise and worship music. You in the house by yourself, you better act like you lose your mind. Why? Because if it takes, some people don't need that drastic thing measure, but you may need it today. You don't got to do like other people. If it takes you walking around the house saying hallelujah, if it takes you just dancing, acting like you're in church, you ain't got to wait for you get into church. You can play that music and you can start shouting in your house. Why? Because you have the victory. You're declaring and you're decreeing the victory all over your life. And then Isaiah 65 verse 24 says, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they're yet speaking, I will hear. Imagine that. And it shall come to pass before you call, I'm answering. Before you call, God say, I'm sending it your way. Before you even open your mouth, He knows it. He's answering you. He's working it out for your good. And while they're yet speaking, I will hear. In other words, the channel is clear. The way is clear. He's hearing you right now. When He hears your request, your heart cry. People may not understand what you're going through, but Jesus understands it all. So when you call on Him, He will hear you today. in the midnight hour, while it's quiet, call on him. He understands every sigh. He understands every tear. He understands the heavy heart. Nothing about you he does not understand. So call on him today. You say, when I call on Jesus, he'll answer prayer. Call on Jesus, he will answer your prayer today. So declare and decree today that joy is yours today. Declare and decree today that victory is yours today. Declare and decree that the blessing of the Lord make it rich and it adds no sorrow. You declare and decree peace in your home. You declare and decree, not so, devil. You cannot touch my children. They will walk according to your word. They are here to fulfill the purpose that God has ordained over their life from the foundation of the world. And the word of God let me know that if you raise them up in the way of him, he will do what? He will not, they will not depart from the word, because the word is inside of them. So you got to remember, you got to speak that word. You got to resurrect it on the inside. You got to declare and decree so your ears can hear. So you can come out that little depression you're in, that sadness you're in. Why? Because you're speaking that word to yourself, and you're telling the devil he got to go today. You cannot ride in this house any longer. You cannot sit on my shoulder any longer. You cannot put me in this position any longer. I'm rising above wings of eagle today. I'm looking up to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord today. So remember today that God is hearing your cry. When you call on him, he will answer. I'm reminded about Elijah. When he called down fire from heaven, God answered his prayer, and God heard the prophet, and he was in agreement with the prophet's word, and fire came down today. Don't you know, in the midst of your enemy, when you call on the Lord, he said he will not allow you to be ashamed. He'll spread a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Why? Because you're calling on him. You're saying, God, I need your help today. I need you to move right now today. So remember today, the word say what? To call now. It said, call me if you want to sing, if you want to dance, whatever it takes to get you to come out of the place that you're in. Whatever works for you, you got to do it today. Why? Because God made each and every person different today. Some people are quiet. They can just say hallelujah. Well, some people are need more than that, because when the battle is hot, you know you got to get radical. And there's time when you're so weak, you just say, Jesus, have mercy. You're still calling up on him. But you know what? He let me know today that when you call on him, he said he gave you the Holy Spirit that will lead and direct you into all truth. You don't know which direction to go? Call on Jesus today. You say, Lord, I need you to direct my path. Why? Because I don't know which direction to go. I may want to live in this area, but God, you have another direction for me to go. So when you looking for a place to live, you is not my will, oh God, but your will be done. You may think it's quiet, but God say over here is more quiet. Why? Because you don't know what's really going on. It appears to be quiet, but at night it could be chaos happening all around. But you call on him. He have never failed. When you call on him and you say, God, I need a direction today, he always answers you. And I'm reminded when we just moved up here, God says it's time to move up north. And then we were in Orange County, and God said, well, it's time to move over to the Lake County area. Why? Because you call on him for direction. He promised he'll never leave you nor forsake you in everything that you do. Call on him today. good day. You need a raise on the job? Call on him. You need promotion? Call on him. You having problem with your people around you? Call on him. He will give you the peace. He will tell you how to overcome that storm you're in your life. Remember now, you got to go through something also, but know that even in the storm, in the trial, in the test, Jesus is right there beside you, and he have not forgotten you. You may think or feel like he has forgotten you, but he has not forgotten you today. So be encouraged and remember to always call on him. Sometimes we like to pick up the telephone and call this person and that person, but you heard what the scripture said, which one of the saints or the ain't, because sometimes we don't call saints, we call the ain't, right, for to give us direction, but they are not hearing from God. How can they give you direction when they don't even hear from God? How can they tell you what to do when they are in their carnal mind? They may say, yeah, girl, I'll go over there and bust him up. But you know what? You might lose your life. Why? Because you're calling on the wrong person today. So if you call on Jesus, he will answer your prayer. You know, people call who they want, they feel going to agree with them. My God, you know I ain't going to call her because she ain't going to tell me, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But the other person say, yeah, girl, I'm in agreement with you. Let's go do it. But you know what? Call on Jesus. Call on Jesus today. He's the one that will direct you. Remember now, you need him right now. I need a move from God right now. I need help right now. Not tomorrow, but right now. It is me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And I need a miracle right now. I have a deadline, Lord. I need you to move right now. So just believe him. He wants us to believe him and trust his word. And then Psalms 107:13 says, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. So you see, when you cry on him, right, in your trouble, he'll save you. He'll save you out of your distress. What is distress? Anything that had you acting different. God knows what each and every person is in need of. We found that if you call on him, he have never failed. He will always answer. He always answer. He always answer. And then he said for us to ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. He's telling us that you got to do something about it also. You cannot just stand there and say, I don't know. You have to call on him. And then when you call on him and he gives you the what to do, please follow the instruction. Because it's a bad thing when God is moving for you and you're calling on him and you're asking him and he's telling you and he's moving for you, you don't want to go. You cannot just be saying, okay, I'm waiting on you, Lord. And he said, I'm waiting on you, child. So remember, call on him. Know that he is right there just for you. Yes, there's a lot of people crying on Jesus, but you know what? I'm special. He hears me. He hears me. He knows my little voice. He knows everything there is to know about me. The word let us know, he even knows how many hair you have on your head. He knows your thoughts. He knows you. But so let us come up to that place and believe and just know that he said, call on me and I will answer you. You know, just like when you call your children in the home, you expect them to answer, right? Oh, yeah. And if they don't answer, you do what? You raise your voice a little bit low, higher, right? And they still ain't answer you. Look around and say, boy, oh, girl, didn't you hear me call you? or you in the mall and you hear your child calling mommy. Now, isn't that something? There's a lot of mommies in the mall, right? But you hear, you recognize your child voice. It's the same thing with Jesus. He recognized what? Your voice.
Yes.
When you call on him, he recognized your voice. And he cares so much about you, he'll come see about you. So remember today, he wants you to ask. You got to ask him. You got to call on him. Yes, he promised you all these things. But you know what? He wants us to bring the word back to him. He said, remind me of my word. You got to remind him of the word. You got to say, Lord, you said in your word, Lord, you promised me this. You promised, Lord. You got to bring it back to his remembrance. Why? He don't have amnesia now. He didn't forget. But you know what? He wants you to come to him. He wants you to depend on him. He wants to see, are you, you know how we parents say, I want to see if you're paying attention. Do you even know my promises for your life? Do you even remember what I have promised you from the foundation of the world? Because you got to remember and bring that word back. You got to call forth that word from the inside and produce it out of your mouth and let the atmosphere hear what the Lord has promised you. You got to speak that word and bring that word into manifestation. And you know, that's why we don't pay attention to that life and death is in the power of the tongue. We don't pay attention to it. But if we pay attention, we'll stop speaking life. We'll start speaking things to create everything that God's word has spoken over your life. So today, know that you are more than a conqueror. Know that you are able to do all things. Know that with God, you can do all things. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. He let you know you can do it. Why? Because the greater man live on the inside of you. So today, know that God is working out for your behalf. Know that God is hearing your cry. Know that nothing is too hard for him to do. Remember, he loves you today. He loves you today. He loves you today. He loves you today. So remember, I belong to him and he loves me. You got to remember. I don't care what the devil tried to tell you anymore. Know that Jesus loves you. Know that he loves you and he will never fail. Know that he is there just for you. He is there just for you. He is there just for you. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the things he has done and he's going to do just for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wait for that. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. What did she want?
See on? Okay, praise God. This few minutes here, prayer requests came. I don't know what, did they specially want anything? Did it say anything specially? Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we call Tasha into being, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we send forth the word where she is at this moment, Lord, to whatever she's desiring right now, what she's calling upon you for at this time. Lord, you made her, you know her heart. You know all about her, Father God. Help her today, Father God. She is your child, Lord. Don't leave her alone. Let her know. Speak to her heart right now in her mind. Father, let her know that you have not forgotten about her, Father. Sometimes she thinks you forgot about her. But, Father, let her know today. Speak to her, Lord, where she can hear, understand clearly that you have not forgotten about her. In the mighty name of Jesus today, we decree, declare it. We stand with it. With her in that request that she has, in the mighty name of Jesus, and it shall be done. even as God has said. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. Call now. Call upon the one and only true and living God and know that he hears your prayer today. Trust and believe in him today. So today, remember to call on God. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. It is some awesome listening. Every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. You would like to bless the woman of God? Sow a seed into her ministry, plant a seed for the radio broadcast. You can send it to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Or you can visit our website at logianinternationalministries.com and hit the donate button. Again, it's logianinternationalministries.com and hit the donate button. That's L-O-G-I-O-N, internationalministries.com. And so that's it today. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, that everything would be alright. Yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying.
Let
him have
his
way. God, let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all. Yes,
let go.